circuses on the air.
The president does it.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Jonathan's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
The World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And Dave Schwann, it is opening day in baseball. It's finally here.
I am dressed for the occasion.
I know, I see that, my friend. You got the Cubs. I should have worn my jersey. What was I thinking?
I paid good money for this stuff. I'm going to wear it.
I love it. I love it. How exciting is that? That we're finally here in the first night, and it's St. Louis with Dexter Fowler.
They're
by the way,
playing against Dexter Fowler now. And you know, it just doesn't seem. Winter drags on. Let's face it, drags on, but it doesn't seem like we've ended last season on such a jubilant note, and then now we're into the next regular season already. Winter drags on, but yet again, the time went quickly.
Got to remember, we were playing baseball in November.
Right. That's true.
Pretty groundbreaking.
The first week in November, we were playing baseball.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's the reason why it just doesn't seem like such a gap.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know what I think of summer, too? I think about, I had Andy Mazur on earlier. I got you on now. I'm hoping the three of us will be doing some summer shows together as well.
I've already put in for it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We fill in for Cochran. It's always fun. So hopefully
That's our summertime holiday tradition.
That is. It's been like 4 years doing that, if you can believe
it. Yes, it has.
Yeah. I love that.
But it's always fun to, be down in the showcase studio and work with you guys and wave to everybody that goes by or just react very nicely to those that give us certain gestures.
Exactly. We've been okay. I don't think we've gotten any big gestures.
No, we haven't. We've gotten some people that just stared at us.
I think the only time I've ever seen a gesture in the window, it actually wasn't a gesture. I came here with some cousins and my son, and it was the end of Patty's show, and Michael was and Kevin were filling in, and my son was looking out the window, and this 20-something woman lifted up her shirt and smashed her boobs up against the window. And it was a hot day, so the sweat from that was on the window for like a week. It was very eye-opening for my then 15-year-old son, or maybe 14-year-old son.
He'll never forget
He'll never forget it. He'll never forget it. That's right.
Good week?
It was a great week, yeah. It's very busy, as always, and always fun preparing for the show. So with baseball opening day, I got David Ross on the show. So I had David Ross earlier today.
Oh, you did have him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think last week you were saying you were trying to get him. So.
Working on it, and that was a tough one. But we got him. And actually, if you missed it, at the 9 o'clock hour on Cochran show on Monday, we're playing it then.
Oh, good.
How cool is that? Yeah, so I'm going to join Steve, and it'll be on CLTV as well.
Okay.
So that'll be a blast.
9 o'clock when?
9 o'clock Monday morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Great. Morning. Great.
Yep. All right. Let's kick this off. 1879. Milk was sold in glass bottles for the first time. A clear improvement in hygiene and convenience. Until that time, people bought milk as a bulk item, putting into a keg, a bucket, or whatever jugs or pails or containers customers brought to the store. Or to the farm, for that matter.
As a matter of fact, my father tells me a story about, he grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So, it was a smaller city, but nonetheless an urban environment. But they had a small place out in the country, about a half hour away from Grand Rapids. And there was a farm there. And he has told me that he and his sister would walk over to this farmer and get milk in a bucket.
Wow.
In a pail.
See, in a bucket.
And, you know, fresh. Can you imagine how fresh the produce would have been from there?
They would do it in fruit jars, too. So sometimes you would seal it that way. Now, Oberweis, I'm just going to tell you this. We get Oberweis delivered.
Oberweis dairy, yeah.
We get it delivered to the house. We got three young kids. It's hormone-free, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the dairy cases in the grocery store, clear bottles evidently taint the milk a little bit, or it's a different taste. So when you go to Oberweis to buy it, you open up their little fridge. It's covered. The glass is covered and darkened, so the bottles aren't exposed to light.
Ah.
Well, in the grocery stores, they are. So in the grocery stores, they're now going to use a brown glass bottle to darken the so there's no light.
Oh, so this explains why I've seen some of these darkened bottles.
Yes, exactly.
Then.
So
okay.
That's, that is just
I thought
just
it might have been just kind of a marketing thing.
Yeah,
and they could stand out from, you know, other bottles that were there.
Brilliant. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 1889, George Eastman places Kodak camera on sale for the first time. 1930, Hostess Twinkies invented by bakery executive James Dewar right here in Schiller Park, Illinois. At two for a nickel. Popularity skyrocketed and soon became Hostess's best-selling snack. A half a billion made every year. Let's listen to a classic commercial, I believe, with Twinkie the Kid.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the Kid! Wow!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
Watch out! They're stealing the Hostess Twinkies!
Watch this. Here's your reward.
Thanks. Creamy filling.
Yep, you get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
All right, Jess is behind the mic this morning. Jess, how many calories do you think a Hostess Twinkie has? Because you know what? There's not one bit of natural anything in this thing. How many? What do you think's in there?
Oh,
calories.
Gee. Maybe 500.
That's a good guess, because that's like what a Shamrock Shake is. It's actually 150. So maybe it's a nice dietary treat. But the shelf life on these is like almost 2 months. So you got to imagine whatever's in these.
I still have a package from third grade.
No, do you? Oh God. Oh
no.
Lord.
You know how much I paid for them in third grade?
A quarter. A nickel.
No.
A dime.
Nope. 12 cents.
12 cents.
And I don't know why it was 12 instead of maybe 10 or 15,
wow.
But the package was actually marked, you know, pre-packaged from the factory, not from a local grocer.
Wow.
12 cents.
Look at that.
For two Twinkies. They were a treat. I loved
them. They were a treat. There's better things out there now, though, that you could probably get away with eating. Fresher.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 1938, the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-1, won the Stanley Cup, 1938.
And Sam Panayanovich yesterday predicted that we will have a victory parade for the Blackhawks again this
year. I heard him
this
morning on the news. I didn't hear that. Yeah, you filled in this morning, too. You're all over the place, my friend. You're all over the place.
I don't know... Which end is north, south, east, or west at this point?
I bet. 1939, this past week in 1939, Batman turned 78 years old, and he made his debut in Detective Comics, let me see what this, number 27, in an issue entitled The Case of the Chemical Syndicate.
The Case of the Chemical Syndicate.
Yeah, yeah, and we just had Adam West... I played my Adam West interview just because I was excited about Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the third guy to play Batman, right? Because there was two serials, movie serials in the 40s and 50s that they would play in the movie theaters with a little Batman serial. And then Adam West did it on television.
Now, I actually was too young to remember the ones in the theater. So Batman for me, very first exposure.
And me.
Adam West. Yeah.
Absolutely. 1953, TV Guide publishes its first issue. Who was on that first issue?
Lucille Ball.
It was Lucy's baby. It was
the baby.
Son, Desi Arnaz Jr. So a small photo of Lucy was also placed.
A.K.A. Little Ricky.
That's right. In the top corner of the title, which read Lucy's $50 million baby. And the magazine was digest size, which remained in its printed format for like 52 years. Let's see. It came out of Chicago's TV forecast, along with TV Digest, Television Guide, and TV Guide. Right now, the value of one of those TV guides, those first ones, guess how much?
Well, one of the first
one
booklet
original, yeah.
I'd say something like maybe $20,000 or more.
About $3,000. It's about $3,000 is what it's worth.
Okay.
These days, I have one.
I was high. You? Oh, of course you do.
But I have one, and I bought it, I think, on eBay about 10, really at the beginning of...
You got it on eBay?
Maybe eight years ago, and I bought it for like $300 maybe. So it was a good investment.
I'll never sell it.
Though.
No, you won't. No.
No. As being the first. 1954. This is my favorite because it reminds me of being a kid. TV dinners were first put on sale by Swanson & Sons. Jerry Thomas is the man who invented both the product and the name, the Swanson TV dinner, in 1954. It fulfilled two post-war trends, the lure of time-saving modern appliances and the fascination of growing innovation, which was television. So more than 10 million TV dinners were sold in that first year. Do you remember? Do you have a favorite of those TV dinners?
We had just the it was a Swanson turkey TV
Ooh,
dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, some sort of a cranberry thing, and a little bit of a dessert.
Yeah, the dessert was my favorite. I love that.
But they were good. I mean, it was quick, as you say, and that's what the purpose of it was.
Salisbury steak, meatloaf, fried chicken.
Salisbury steak was another one. Yeah,
bright green peas.
Mm-hmm.
And those desserts, those were my favorite. I think that when we would eat them is when my dad was in politics. Well, on the side, you know, he was an executive with Shure Brothers microphones.
Your father was?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
For about a decade and a half in the 70s and 80s. Oh, yeah, he's got pictures of giving microphones to like Donnie and Marie, Sonny and Cher.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a chance to go through the facility last year. It was wonderful.
Yeah, the one in Niles.
Oh, it is just beautiful.
Yeah. I think he was in Evanston when they were
Well, that was when they were in Evanston,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But now I guess that would be Niles where they are.
Exactly.
An amazing facility.
But he would have a meeting like on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. It would be his meeting night. And when he had meeting night, we would pull out the TV trays, the metal TV trays.
Yep.
And I think we would watch whatever was on Channel 9, I think, you know, at 5:30, 6 o'clock. And it was always the Dick Van Dyke Show that we would watch. But here is a classic commercial from Swanson's TV dinners.
Think you know today's food prices? Try and guess the cost of this dinner. 3 pieces of batter-dipped chicken, fried crisp and golden, fluffy whipped potatoes, tender sweet vegetables, and apple cake cobbler for dessert. What's your guess? About $2? $2.50? Wrong. It's about 85 cents, and it's a Swanson
wow.
fried chicken
85
dinner.
Cents.
That's some value.
Now, Swanson, here's the thing. The tray itself was put in the Smithsonian Institute in 1987.
Oh,
the aluminum
tray.
Yeah.
they came out. I guess they still make them. The what they call the Hungry Man dinners.
Yes, they do.
Larger portions.
Yeah.
And just plain more food.
Yeah.
And more calories.
And more calories. That's exactly right. 1960, Bill Veeck and the Chicago's Comiskey Park debuted their exploding scoreboard. 68, President Johnson signs the 1968 Civil Rights Act, landmark piece of civil rights legislation in the United States that outlawed discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Let's take a little listen to President Johnson's press conference.
I do not exaggerate when I say that the proudest moments of my presidency have been times such as this, when I have signed into law the promises of a century. I shall never forget that it is more than 100 years ago when Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. But it was a proclamation. It was not a fact. And in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, we affirmed through law that men equal under God are also equal when they seek a job, when they go to get a meal in a restaurant, or when they seek lodging for the night in any state in the Union. And now the Negro families no longer suffer the humiliation of being turned away because of their race. In the Civil Rights Act of 1965, we affirm through law for every citizen in this land the most basic right of democracy, the right of a citizen to vote in an election in his country. In the five states where the act had its greater impact, Negro voter registration has already more than doubled. Now with this bill, the voice of justice speaks again.
And there you have it. So President Johnson signing that Civil Rights Act, critical, obviously, to the future of this nation.
And hard fought.
Hard fought.
It was a very, very tough battle. Absolutely. In Congress. Yep. And, you know, what he was, when he mentioned Abraham Lincoln, think of it. It really took a century.
100 years, yeah.
For that to actually materialize.
Yep. Absolutely crazy. 76, Apple One computer is invented. Hand-built by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs. Pretty crazy that it was 76.
1976.
Yeah, Apple finally came out. 1979, the 204th and final episode of All in the Family. Now, with that, there was a series. Let's cut that back. There was Archie Bunker's Place afterwards that aired. But the last episode of All in the Family was in 1979, 204 episodes. And I've got two of my favorite clips here. One was when Meathead moved in and said, and Archie found out that him and Gloria were going to live with him. Let's take a listen.
Wait till you see the potatoes.
Well, we ain't never going to see the potatoes unless you go outside and carry them in. Here's some of the corned beef.
Well, there. How much did you get?
Oh, I got 50 pounds.
Well, let me see. That means it's 25.
No, it don't. It's 50. I said 50.
Let's do this other one here. This is another favorite. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. Meeting Archie Bunker. Absolute classic. Let's take a listen.
You know, Sammy, them words I just heard you saying here, they reminded me of something that I always wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, you're being colored. Well, I know you had no choice in that. But whatever made you turn Jew?
My God.
Now, no prejudice intended, but, you know, I always check with the Bible on these here things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I think that, I mean, if God had meant us to be together, he'd have put us together. Well, look what he'd done. He put you over in Africa. He put the rest of us in all the white countries.
Well, you must have told him where we were because somebody came and got it.
That is probably the most classic moment in that show's history. Wouldn't you say?
That and when Sammy Davis Jr. knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And they're all excited,
yeah.
You know, and Archie's trying to calm him down, and he opens the door, and Sammy Davis is right there and says, "Mr. Bunker?"
Yeah.
And the audience just explodes.
And roar. Yeah, absolutely roar.